Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
In common sense, it is established when you keep abreast with facts. In other words, when you are evolving. Are we here together? I'll need like three trans. Okay, very good. I like this one. An enterprise is built by what? Wise planning. 2025 will be built by what? Wise planning. The career you have will be built by what? Wise planning. Your marriage will be built by what? Wise planning. Everything the Bible says by wise planning. You see, it becomes strong. How? Through common sense. Another translation will not put it as common sense there. Can you do NIV or NLT? And let's see. Then you will come back to this one. You'll come back to this one. Now, look at it. It says, by wisdom is a house built, and through understanding it is established. Are we seeing it now? So, understanding is the word used in the other place. Then let's go down. And that's why they're making profits. They're going higher. The reason is because it is God's wisdom that they are applying. If you don't keep abreast with facts, you will be outdated. You will be irrelevant. You will lose relevance. Are we here together? So as we're pressing into 2025, I want to charge every one of us to please ensure that you keep abreast with the facts around the world globally. Understand the global trends. Understand what's supposed to be happening now. And align yourself with what God is doing now. Civilization is God's plan. Don't be behind it. Are we here together? What you should ask is, what is God doing with the present civilization so that I can keen to say that, oh, let them just do it, you know, all these worldly things. No, it's not exactly like that. God has a plan, God has a hand, and God wants you to tweak your skill towards civilization. God wants you to reskill towards civilization. God wants you to upskill towards civilization. God wants you to advance towards the direction of civilization because it is his plan. Am I communicating? So that they don't say believers are left behind. They are not, and that's true because we are not paying attention. So I want us to pay attention. And the areas you want to pay attention to, things in your career, write it down. This is not my message. It's just short. My message is going to be a little shorter, so I'll just wrap up. We have enjoyed the Oxano already. So I want to give a charge to people this morning. Go home with it and start thinking. That's what I want to do. Your career, what is your plan? What are your plans for your career next year? If you're a career person, do you have plans? A plan is something that is written down based on a vision. It starts with a vision. I talked about vision, is that not? So vision, you have a clear picture, and try not to restrict yourself to a one-year plan. It can be frustrating. Like some people are frustrated this December because they had only a one-year plan. You probably want to make a 5-year plan. You want to make a 3-year or, you know, what do you call it, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years plan. The reason is because there are times where you might slack a little bit for whatever reason, which is not the best. But if you slack in a particular year and the year comes to a close, you are discouraged. And maybe next year would have been the year where something will fire you up, but you are already discouraged. And in the pit of discouragement and despair, you might not even be able to push, so that when next year comes, you don't even have any energy to push again. So sometimes it's good for us to have long-term plans and say that what I did not catch today, I will catch tomorrow. But I will not be lazy towards what I'm supposed to do today. Because what you're supposed to do today, putting it forward tomorrow, you are adding more responsibility and workload for tomorrow. The Bible says, sufficient for the day is the troubles thereof. Do you understand what I'm saying? 2023, last year, 2 years ago, you were very excited. And you made plans that you're going to learn new skills in 2024. Have you learned them? Have you started earning with it? What you plan for your business, what's happening? Because nobody is holding you. I want you to know that God is holding you. God wants a better and a wonderful version of that business next year. God wants to see productivity in that career next year. Because we are his children and he doesn't want us frustrated. The Bible says, blessed be God who takes delight in the prosperity of the saints. So if you're not prospering, if the things you're doing, they are not working, God is not excited about it. It doesn't bring him glory and honor. You have a fashion studio, you build a hairdressing, tweak the shop. Don't make it look like a herbalist workshop. Make it look very fine. Make it look very nice. We attract customers. You have a barber salon and it looks like where they sell agbo. Why not just change it? Even those who sell agbo now are very sophisticated. They use glass to sell it. Glory to God. So your career, your business, then have financial goals. In other words, you're able to say, this is how much I want to earn in 2025 monthly. I want to be able to hit this amount. Then you will now ask yourself, how? If you have a financial goal, you should know, how am I going to have some extra, remote jobs? Am I going to look out for those kind of opportunities? Will I do something during weekends? You need to think. As soon as you stop thinking, your mind shuts down. As soon as you think that it is not possible, your mind shuts down. Don't be very comfortable with where you are. Be contented, but have a heart to make advancement. Be advanced. I'm contented with what God has done, but I am not comfortable with it because there is so much more. Are we here together? Please, I'm encouraging us because, if we don't do anything, we don't know the level of inflation that will come up next year. So you need to push very well. You need to have plans. You need to have plans. Some of us have monies piling up in a particular place. Put it in something that inflation cannot eat easily. And you want to ask some financial experts for advice. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Yes. So how will I get financial experts? How will I know them? Where will I look for them? They are around. People are everywhere. Ask questions. If you start asking questions, you will find the right person. Church, are we here together? Am I communicating? Yes. Then you want to pay attention for parents to your parenting. How am I managing my children and my family, my home, my wife? Are we doing well? Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Are we advancing the way we're supposed to advance? Do we have the love of God, peace in this home? Are my children having sibling rivalry? Are they quarreling and fighting? Do they feel one person is more important than the other? How do we deal with it? Am I managing my home well? My wife, is she happy? My husband, is he happy? Am I making them happy? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? You go back on drawing board and reanalyze it. Why? Peace is very important. Don't allow the devil creep into your home and make a mess of it. So you need to be very strategic about it. Okay, I'm the only one interested. My husband is not interested. Start with your own interest. And start acting towards that direction and start praying. And let's trust God that he'll be interested. Or the man is saying, I've done everything. My wife does not hear what I've said everything. I've said everything I can say. I don't know what to do again. She will hear what starts. Just continue modeling the right things and continue to encourage her and put her through. She'll be fine. Prayer is essential. Many times we don't pray for our spouses. We just believe that. We complain, we don't pray. Married people in the house, you know what I'm saying? We complain a lot, but we don't pray. We always feel like, can prayer do it? Yes, prayer can. Can. Then generally for everybody, I already mentioned in that area, personal development. What books do you want to read next year? And what area do you want to advance to read those books? What skill do you want to gather for next year? And how do you want to go about it? It is very essential that you pay attention to these things. Then the most important part is your spiritual goals. You are a spirit. Every other thing you pursue outside this will not make sense. So I'm going to pick my message from here shortly so that you can get it. There's a story of a woman, a real life story, a God's general, as it were, because she did outstanding things. When we say God's generals, we're talking about people who did outstanding things for the kingdom. There will be no much energy today. Are you okay with the way I'm preaching? I should pull my suits. I want to preach an executive message. I hope I'm able to anyway. So, this amazing daughter of Zion started her work with God. Very committed. She grew up believing that she had a purpose in God. She had a purpose in God, and she was willing to pursue her purpose in God, do everything to ensure that she would become what God would have her be. Then she started growing up and started pressing into God, the things of God, commitment to God, kingdom service, and many things like that. Then Catherine Kuma started running a system that's, you know, a ministry that was thriving and doing very well. But at a particular point in her life, she got distracted. Distractions are everywhere. She got distracted. She fell in love with a married man. As a woman, young lady, she fell in love with a married man. Despite the fact they had idea the man was married and had family, she fell in love with this man. And her love for that man distracted her for a whole season of her life. Her friends advised her, she didn't agree. But people advised her, she didn't agree. And there are some ladies today, under the sound of my voice, I don't know where you will fall in love to, but God will help your life. Maybe, I don't know, but Catherine Kuma did not agree. I don't know why, if ladies fall in love, they don't always agree. Why? Why? Until they learn their lesson. Hey, you will not learn a hard one. Some people did not learn any lesson in the land of the living. They continue their story in the land of the dead. Don't be too hard. The wisdom of God is easily entreated. When the wisdom of God comes, listen. So this woman began to stay with this man. They lived together. You know, I don't even know how they lived together, but they didn't have children, but they were living together, husband and wife and all that, everything. She left the ministry. Imagine somebody controlling a whole crowd, over 1,000 people plus. You now left it. 1 year, 2 years. I'm talking about woman of God. You don't understand. She left everything and started pursuing other things. Relationship became her priority. Marriage became her priority. She forgot she had an assignment. During the times Catherine Kuma left everything, some souls attached to her life died and went to hell. That's the simple truth. Because every time counts. Destinies attached to her life, they died, and many of them went to hell because she left her assignment. She left her calling. She started pursuing many other things. At the end of the day, after some years, everything became a wreck. She said to herself that she realized that she loved the man more than she loved God. She said it by herself, because that's the only reason you will leave God and follow the man. It was that's the proof. That's a proof. You know, whatever you are obsessed with, obsession is a proof of love. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So she became so obsessed with the man that she could lead a whole ministry work. No coordinator, no program. Everybody go home and sleep. I want to be with one man. You know how serious that is. You know, if it's something that we read somewhere else, we would have been wondering. But this is real here. Just want to be with this one man. And she went out like that to go stay with that one man. And at the end of the day, she regretted every single moment spent with that man. It did not yield anything in her life. Nothing. When I mean nothing, nothing. For some of us, some of the things we are pursuing today, they will not yield anything. The earlier you start pursuing the right things, the better. She came back crying and weeping, shedding tears. Then God gave Catherine Kuma a second chance. Not everybody lives to have a second chance. Not everybody lives to tell the story of how they made mistakes and came back again. This woman, I thank God for the Bible. It's full of stories of those who had second chance. And we also see those who didn't have any chance. Gehazi didn't have any chance. Samson didn't have any chance. But Jonah had second chance. And Catherine Kuma had second chance. Somebody under the sound of my voice, there'll be a second chance. Peradventure you feel you have lost it. Peradventure you feel you are derailed. Peradventure you feel you're just doing something. You're not finding fulfillment in what you're doing, but you are very busy. Motion is not synonymous with movement. You can be in a particular direction, but you are not advancing. That you are moving. This is motion. I'm happy here, but I'm not moving. There's no speed. There's no direction, but you are just moving. you will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. To that end, I want us to understand this morning that you need to ask yourself questions. Why was I born? Why was I born? Write it down. Why am I here on earth? Write it down. Write it down. Why am I here? What am I here to do? Am I here to get married, give birth to children, die? Am I here to go around life, do business, buy car, build house, live a normal life, and die? Why am I here? The question of purpose is the most important question you need to ask in life. Because if the question of purpose is not settled, life is totally a mess. It doesn't matter how much you think you're doing. It doesn't matter how much you think you're advancing. Everything makes no sense when purpose is not involved. Are we getting what I'm saying here? The most important question you must answer in life is the question of why. Why am I here? What am I here to do? Why am I here? Why do I have this business? Why do I have these children? Why do I have this job? Just to eat and drink and build something for myself and expire? I don't think the purpose of God is just in time. I don't think God would have created such a sophisticated being as man with intention to have relationship with him and keep him in time, because God is not even enjoying the relationship he wants to have with us the way we are distracted in time. There is an eternal glory. There is another move. There is a place, a city that has eternal foundation that God has prepared. But everything we do in time is a preparation for eternity. Am I communicating this morning? Am I communicating this morning? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Oh God, help us not to miss it. We are humans. Humans can be distracted by their business, their job, family, marriage, relationship, personal pursuits. I want you to pray in 30 seconds and say, God, help me not to miss it. Help me not to get carried away so much. Help me, I don't want to get carried away. Keep me in alignment with your will. Keep me in alignment with your plan. Keep me at the center of your purpose. I don't just want to live, eat and drink, do other things like ordinary men, and die the death of ordinary men. Have I not said it, that ye are gods, and all of you are the sons of the Most High God? He said, but they do not know. The whole earth lies in total shamble and confusion. They are not discerning. They are not discerning. He said, because they have failed to have understanding and discernment, they shall die like men. They shall die like men. They shall die like men because they lack discernment. Put Psalm for me now, Psalm 4, thereabouts. Have I not said it, that ye are gods? Let me show you that. In Jesus' name. Look up here before we read Ecclesiastes. My heart is strong on this subject this morning. Over the night, God just laid in my heart towards this, as the year wraps up, that I need to mention this. He said, have I not said it? Ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Verse 7, he said, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Go back to the verse 5. He said, they do not know, nor do they understand. They do not know, nor do they understand. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, and the foundations of the earth are unstable. The foundations of the earth are unstable. It says they do not know. They do not understand. They do not know their purpose. They do not understand why they have been created. They do not know their real identity. They do not know the reason why we put them here on the face of the planet earth. The first man God put here in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he said, subdue the earth, have dominion over the earth. He said, but they do not know, they do not understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are what? Unstable. I said, ye are gods. God's rule, God's reign, God's have purposes. God cannot be distracted by the mundane things of life alone. God cannot be carried away. They do not know, they do not understand that they are gods. So because of that, they will die like men. In other words, there's a class of people who are men, and there's a class that are gods. And all of them live on the face of planet earth, but they will die like men. Because they do not know. They do not understand. You are 25 years old, time is ticking. You are 30, time is ticking. You are 40, time is ticking. You are 60, time is ticking. You are 65, time is ticking. You are 70. You need to reanalyze and ask yourself, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? What impact have I made? Of what significance is my life? Because life without purpose is meaningless. It's meaningless. And the biggest plan of the devil is to distract people every time. And you know what? In certain parts of the world, different parts of the world, the devil has different distraction strategy. Part of the major distraction strategy in Nigeria is poverty. To pursue food, what to eat, what to drink, what to eat, what to drink. Then some people want to eat, drink, and impress other people. Say, but they do not know, they do not understand that they are gods. And gods are supposed to live lives of meaning. If you were to ask yourself, what's the meaning of my life? You need to be able to analyze it. This has nothing to do whether somebody's a pastor or whatever. No, there are many people who were never pastors like Joseph, but their lives had meaning. Joseph saved a whole civilization. He knew it. So when he had to compromise, he said, no, why? He didn't say, because I'm a bishop or I'm a prophet. No, I know that there is something. Destinies are attached. Just imagine if Joseph had compromised and died there. His father would have died. His 11 brothers would have died. The whole purpose and counsel of God would have been frustrated. Some of you under the sound of my voice, you are already frustrating the purpose of God. You do not know. They do not understand. They're frustrating the purposes of God. Each time God looks at you, he's looking and he's saying, what exactly is this person doing? And sometimes he's striving with a message, striving with a teaching, striving with dreams, showing you revelations. But you are very distracted that your attention cannot be gotten. I want you to pray in 1 minute and say, God, if anything is a distraction in my life, trying to stop me from seeing your original mandate for my life, Lord, open my eyes so that I will see, I will have meaning, my life will have meaning. I will not just eat and drink and live a normal life. Lord, open my eyes, take away every distraction, show me the way that my life will have a meaning, my life will make sense. I don't want to appear before you in eternity and discover that I have done nothing. I don't want to live a life that is meaningless. I don't want to live a life that is purposeless. Show me, oh God. Take me deeper, deeper. Teach me the ways of the deep. Show me the path of the ancient. Take me deeper, take me deeper. Oh, deeper, deeper. Teach me the way of the deep.
Show me the path of the ocean.
I met a young lady some time ago, and the young lady was lamenting. And when she was lamenting, I was trying to know why this lamentation. So I probed deeper and I asked questions. And she explained a little bit of how fervent she used to be, how dedicated and committed she used to be until she got married. Her marriage became her distraction. Her marriage became a distraction. Her marriage became a distraction. One shall chase 1,000, two will put 10,000 to flight. But now she can't even chase 1,000. She's struggling to get 100. She's struggling to get just 10. And it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. And in tears, in pain, she said, you can't understand. I really understand, but I really cannot understand because I'm not in your shoes. And that's why sometimes when people say you can't understand, well, it has two sides. There are times where you understand what's happening, but you don't understand what they are going through. The marriage became her distraction. And all the impact she did, the best stories of her life, they can only be told in the past. The best stories of her life, they can only be told in the past. Somebody listen to me this morning. You don't want the best stories of your life to be told in the past. You don't want the best stories of your life to be told in the past. A time when you were consistent, or a time where you were faithful, or a time where you were focused, a time where you devoted your attention to the things of God, and you were running your business or your career, and you could see yourself that there is fulfillment and joy. Some of us, the business you run, the career you're pursuing, you don't feel fulfilled, but you are just there. There's a way to tie your business, your career into God and find fulfillment. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it, because everybody is not called to be a pastor. And God has called many other people outside there in the marketplace But some people are carried away with the market, the busyness of the market, that they have forgotten the person who put them here on the face of the planet Earth. We will not lose meaning. We will not lose the opportunity to know what we're supposed to do. May God open your eyes to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy. To see you high and lifted. You see Jesus at the top of your career. See Jesus at the top of your business. See Jesus at the top of your marriage. See Jesus at the top of your home. See Jesus at the top of your life. And you see him running things. There is excitement when you know he's at the center of everything. There is joy when you know he's at the center of everything. Mammon bows to you, and Mammon fulfills his purpose in your hand, because you are the center of the will of God. Holy, 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 I was. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Ecclesiastes, please take note of those scriptures I'm giving to you. Ecclesiastes, the Bible says 3 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Okay, let's start by saying, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. To everything there is what? There is what? To everything there is what? A time for every under. So your own purpose under heaven has a time. You will never be here forever. Ask your great grandfather if you've seen him. Is he still here? He's never here forever. Some of us, our fathers, they are gone. They are not here forever. Some of us, you look around, your mother, she's not here again. The same way, one day you will not be here. But I guarantee you, the word of God is infallible. You will not be here, but you will be somewhere else. Man was not created for time. Man was not created to vanish in time. Man was created to have a mandate of dominion on the earth fully. It was sin that structured everything, and Jesus came and restored it. And now we are having the opportunity again that we'll meet with him face to face. The Bible says that when the trumpet of the Lord sounds, the dead in Christ will rise first. You can't beat it. Don't let any philosophy stop that. Listen to my message on secular humanism 3 weeks, 3 days ago or 4 days ago in Oxano. It will help you gain understanding. The world is rushing fast towards secularism. Human people, human beings taking themselves as gods, believing that they can control everything they want. But God says, never, never, never. It's not possible. I am God. Besides me, there is no other. To everything, there is a season. You have a season. There's a season. Everything you are doing now, there's a season where you're supposed to be learning. There's a season where you're supposed to be earning. There's a season where you fulfill purpose. There's a season where you cannot walk. Jesus Christ said, I am about my Father's business. My meat is to do my Father. He said, why? He said, where there is time. If the creator of time is conscious of time, who are you? He said, where there is time. For the night cometh when no man will be able to walk. The night cometh. Some of you, there are some gifts upon your life. The only time it's supposed to be celebrated is when you are 20, 30 and 40. If you manifest that gift at 70, people will say, ah, it's just the wake up. In other words, the season had passed, but you still managed to do something. Some of us, you're supposed to, there's a dimension of wisdom and grace. You're supposed to manifest from 60, 70, 80. At that point, people are still pursuing things one by one, struggling to catch up with what they did not catch up with when they were 20, 30, 40. So when you're supposed to be a citadel of wisdom, you are still in the struggling phase of life. To everything there is a time, a season appointed to every purpose under heaven. You will not be here forever. Verse 11, please, for time's sake, I can't read all up. Verse 11. He said, he has made everything beautiful. How? In its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. He has put eternity in their hearts. God has put eternity in the heart of men, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. But guess what he did? He put eternity in their heart. Everybody, whether an atheist, whoever it is, they know that one day when they close their eyes, they will enter somewhere. They can deny it, they can disagree with it, they can fight it, but whether they like it or not, they will close their eyes and open it somewhere. He has put eternity in their hearts. So that they are conscious, but they are just saying, it's not true. I'm not sure. Let me just pursue. Sometimes mundane things. Let me just pursue this. Let me just achieve this. When I am 30, I will stop pursuing it. When I'm 40, I will stop. When I'm 50, I will stop. When I'm 60, I will stop. When I enter the grave. At the end of the day, how many things? Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Am I communicating here? Yes. Explain. You need to understand the struggle of humanity. So many people live their lives never scratching a little bit of God's purpose for their lives. They pursue what to eat. They pursue what to drink. They pursue career achievements. They pursue business success, in quotes, with no eternal impact. And God says, I have put eternity in their hearts. I have put eternity where? In their hearts. So this can be this loud, so that I can disturb those who are sleeping. It's intentional. Yes. So how does that affect you? How does what you are doing now, your business, your career, your parenting, your marriage, how does it affect your eternal purpose? How does it affect the climaxing of everything at the end of the day? When you appear, what will be your account? What will be? You think God will ask you, okay, how successful was your business? The only thing will be, what did your business achieve? Change the lives of men and kept a mark and put your footprints on the sand of time and has eternal value. Because the question will be asked. The Bible says a man gave 5 talents, he gave 2, he gave 1. And he said one day he came back to do accounts. He came back to do what? Accounts. There will be accounts. There will be accounts. It's only a foolish investor that will not do accounts. God will do accounts. Your gifts, your talents, the time he gave you on the face of the planet earth, how you maximized it, how you managed it, what you did with it to his glory. Is he asking us not to work? No, he wants us to work. He wants us to do business. He wants us to go about our career. He wants us to build schools. He wants us to build institutions. But for what purpose? For what purpose? Why am I building it? Why this? Why that? Why this? We are created for eternity, not just time. Our time here will soon elapse and everything we're doing will be over. Always remember that God created you for eternity. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 6, it says all things were created for him and by him. We were born to reflect the glory of God on the face of planet earth. We were born to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let no business take you out of it. Let no job take you out of it. Let no career take you out of it. So plan your life in such a way that there is priority for God. So plan your life in such a way that you put God at the center of everything. So plan your life in such a way that God can be glorified in all that you do. We were designed for his glory. Let my business bring glory to God. Let my career bring glory to God. Let my living bring glory to God. Let everything I'm doing bring glory to God. And sometimes when you teach messages like this, one devil will sit down in the heart of some people and tell them, is this thing they're talking? I beg. No! Don't do that. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, after death, judgment. When you close your eyes here, you will meet yourself somewhere else. And you can be born again and get to heaven and still suffer loss. Yes, suffer loss. That means God will practically show you. You entered heaven, yes, that's true. But you will see that you made too many people die. You did a lot of things that did not affect life eternally. And that will determine your positioning in eternity. Why? Because in eternity, we will not all be in the same position. Don't let anybody lie to you. So in 2025, as you prepare to enter, begin to analyze, how is my business affecting my eternity? How is my career affecting eternity? What am I doing with my business? Am I a contributor to the eternal plan of God? Living for earthly pleasure alone reduces us to mere consumers. Reduces us to mere consumers, like goats and dogs eating, and one day they will die. But that's not what we are. We are gods. We are co-creators. We are here to reclaim the earth on the purpose of, on behalf of God. We are here to make sure that everything that the devil has taken, we bring the souls of men back. How are you participating in the reclaiming of the souls of men? Attending church is not enough. You need to be strategic enough to know that I am attending and I am connected. Either my finance is connected, my attention is connected, my job is connected, my business. There are different ways. Some of us are connected and we have to stay here as a full-time person doing the work of God. Many other people are going to be connected as laity. They don't have to be full-time. But somehow there is a connection of not just saying my money is doing the work. No, God is not hungry. God is not looking for money. Nobody can bribe God. But we won't even need it. Yes, but God wants you first. Paul said they gave themselves and they now give themselves to the service of God. Give yourself. There are many young girls that are struggling everywhere. and many aunties in the church, some of us are up to 28, 30, 40. You don't mentor anybody. See young girls coming every time. Sir, come and mentor me, sir. I tell all these people in this church, what are they going to do? 18 years old, 16 years old, 15 years old. They are looking for somebody to look up to. And you don't position yourself as one that is worthy to be looked up to. The same thing, man. Young guys don't have any model. They don't really have anybody to pattern their life after. And God says you are created for a purpose. And somebody lived your life, you want to just do it anyhow and expire. No way. No way. No way. You were created for eternity. You were created for what? You are created for what? I didn't hear you. You are created for what, church? Rise up on your feet this morning. Let's close. I don't want to talk too much. I'm done. Oxano has done everything he should do. The rest is for you to wake up. 2025 is here. Listen. Can you hear me, everybody? Can everybody hear me? Jesus picked 12 disciples and he picked one of them called Peter. And Peter followed Jesus. Just few minutes, Jesus was not around. Imagine Peter called the other guys and said, let's go fishing. In other words, Peter loved fishing more than a divine mandate. That's how some of us are. You love fishing. Your business is not your life. Your business is a platform to glorify God. Your career is not your life. Your career is a platform to glorify God. Don't so sit down there. And God wants you to be excellent in your career, excellent in your business. Do very well so that unbelievers will see it. See a man who is doing well in business, in career, and see a man who loves God. That's the essence. That's the essence. That's the essence. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Peter went back to fishing. And guess what? He called him, said, let's go. Instead of him to go alone, he's still carrying people again. That's how some people are. Let's go and fishing. And they went and they were fishing. When Jesus came, what did Jesus do? The first thing Jesus did was to go and meet him and say, Peter. And he asked him questions 3 times. He said, Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said, Master, I love you. He said, feed my lamb. In other words, your purpose is attached to feeding lamb and not catching this ordinary fish. Peter, lovest thou me more than this? He said, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. In other words, your mandate is attached to my church. Your mandate is attached to the calling I told you that day, that I will build my church on your revelation and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Peter, feed my lamb. The third time Jesus asked him again, the Bible says Peter got offended. And that's how many people are. They are offended when they are correcting you. They are telling you the truth, you are still offended. Look at Peter being offended. I don't know why he was offended. But you know I love you. If you love me, why are you not proving it? That's what Jesus was saying here. Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. 2025, reposition yourself and be a kingdom person. Reposition yourself and start saying, my life, this thing I am doing, this is how I attach to the kingdom. And my own self, I make myself available. I know that some of us, the nature of our job can be very, very demanding and tiring. But if you can find time, some people, no matter how, if you give everything, no matter how tired you are, if you can give your boss Monday to Saturday, still give God Sunday and ask him to give you rest. Because you cannot take rest from God and give the rest to your boss. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. It will not be Sunday that you say, I want to wash my clothes. It's not Sunday that morning when you're supposed to come to church, then you'll be rushing and checking time for 1 hour, 2 minute service. No. That 1 hour, 2 minutes is making the journey of building people in church very difficult. When we stayed here for 4 days, you saw what it looked like. Build. Thoughts. Now we can't find all that time. So on Sunday, come on time, midweek service, be connected. And God gave us a platform again. Go on Spotify, download those messages. I have plenty messages. And listen again, listen again, listen again. Then tell yourself, this family will be built on God. This business will be built on God. This career will be built. How is my career pioneering and pushing the cause of the kingdom? How is my business effectively pushing the cause of the kingdom? How is my marriage, my children, how are they part of this kingdom agenda? Questions to ask. Go ahead and pray this morning and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That I will not pursue the mundane and leave my ordination in the name of Jesus. I will not pursue the mundane and leave my ordination in the name of Jesus. I will not pursue the mundane and leave my ordination. Lord, help me. As I speak now, some of you, you know you're already distracted. Very distracted. Some of you, the way the distraction has caught you, it's so difficult to get your attention. But God is getting your attention this morning. God is speaking to your heart this morning. I say reposition, realign. You were not like this before. And some of us, you probably have always been like this. And God is showing you a clear and a better perspective of how life should be lived. There is a way to live life for His purpose. For your glory, I will do it just to see, to behold you as mine. For your glory, I will do it. Just to see you, just to see you, to behold you as my king. Somebody, God is giving you a second chance. A second chance. God is giving you a second chance. I did not give you opportunity to marry and just give birth to children and stay. No. Those children have to be trained. You have to be connected to God so that you know what to tell them. I'm not giving you opportunity to be in a relationship so that you can mess up. No. I'm giving you a platform to raise a kingdom family, to be a model of how relationships should be done in the kingdom. I'm not giving you opportunity in that job to just pursue money. No, I'm giving you a platform to feed yourself, find confidence, and sponsor the work of the kingdom. I'm not giving you that career to just pursue. No, I'm giving you a platform so that your life can be good and the kingdom of God will advance. How are you using it? To be where you are, God, I'm at the center of your purpose. Me, I'm glad. Glad to be where you are. I am coming, gosh. I'm glad to be where you are. I'm glad to be where fulfillment is where you are, Jesus. Glad to be where you are. Glad to be where you are. Glad to be where you are. Glad to be where I'm glad to be where you are.
Glad to be where you are.
I am a man who said,
glad to be where you are. Glad to be where you are.
Some of you want to say, I want to be where you are. I want to be at the center of your purpose now. Let's say it. I want to be where you are. Want to be. I want to be at the center of your purpose. I want to be at the center of your plan. I want to be at the center of what you're doing. They do not know. They do not understand. The whole foundation of the world is shaking. He said they shall die like men when they are supposed to be gods. They die like men. Wherever you are, I want you to make a serious decision. Tell God the kind of life you want to live from now on. When it comes to your purpose, your career, tell God, make a decision, make a commitment. I want to invite you to realign your focus with God and embrace God's calling to live a spiritual life and live a life for eternity, so that you don't just live for time. For most of you, the call that God is giving to you now is to present your body as a living sacrifice. Some of you, God is calling you to sacrifice time, energy, your talent, your gifts, your resources, whichever way you are seeing it. Some of you, God is saying, I'm giving you a call to turn your marriage to me, turn your children to me. I want you to pay attention to the training of those children in the fear of God, because that is part of the kingdom mandate. I want to use them. Some of you fathers, God is saying, pay attention to your family, because your presence will do a lot. Some of us young men, God is saying, rise and be a model for many other young guys coming. Some of us young ladies, God is saying, rise. There are many young ladies that are confused. I'm showing you light so that in your light they can see light. God is calling us to realign this morning as a church. God is calling us to realign this morning as a church. The purpose of Oxano is growth, and we have done so much already.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.